This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. Global Ministries Foundation's quest for state bond money to buy a New Orleans East apartment complex may finally be over.
I would like to make a motion again that we not approve this project or defer it permanently if we can. I don't know what it takes to keep it off the agenda any further, but I just hope that it's gone.
GMF's $24.5 million request has been repeatedly tabled over the past 5 months due to continued community objections. The project is in State Representative Wesley Bishop's district.
We're not against development. We're not against anything that benefits New Orleans East. But this is wrong. This is wrong as two left shoes.
State Senator Edwin Murray also represents the area. He says GMF's director, Reverend Richard Hamlet, has a proven track record of too many problems with too many properties.
He has not proven to be a good property owner, landlord, member of the community, you name it. It's all been bad across the board.
State Treasurer John Kennedy warns there could be repercussions for saying no.
I don't have any intention of putting this back on the agenda, but I think we're probably going to get sued, Eddie.
And the only way to stop that from having to be to cave in to anybody that comes before this commission, and we should not do that.
Lieutenant Governor Jay Darden says no is the only responsible answer.
We have very carefully evaluated this one in multiple meetings, and I think the egregious behavior of the gentleman involved in his company certainly justifies a bond commission action to say that we're going to reject this particular project.
We have a motion to reject this project and this item on the agenda. We have a second. Is there any objection? Hearing no objection, the item is rejected.
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations in Baton Rouge, and Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, supporting Louisiana agriculture through education.